Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Certainly a big one tonight for Coach Medved and his Colorado State Rams taking on the Boise State Broncos. Can they get the sweep? That's our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Go to thewholeshow.com and vote. Happy to introduce a great friend of the program, Cody Rourke, Broncos insider, Locked On NFL podcasts, and of course, analyst for Pro Football Network. Cody, my friend, it's been too long. Glad to catch up with you, man.
Yeah, man, always great to be on here and talk with you guys as well. And, you know, the off season's approaching, but, you know, we still have one more week of football, which, you know, is a great thing. It's kind of sad, though.
I'm excited about this matchup. Like, I know a lot of fans out there saying, oh, I hate Tom Brady, I hate Mahomes. You got the two greatest. You got the Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. Patrick Mahomes might be the greatest of all time someday. I like both Kansas City's defense, I think, has been a little underrated. Tampa Bay's defense has got a lot of stars. What's not to like?
Yeah, no, this is a fun matchup, and I know a lot of Broncos fans are grappling with who do they root for? I think, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, don't root for the Chiefs because they're your division rival. Absolutely. They're also saying don't root for Tom Brady. Absolutely. Root for Shaq Barrett. Barrett is, he's a guy that has a chance to win a ring. And look, you heard it here first, Brady. I'm going to put early on tabs that Shaq Barrett's going to be Super Bowl MVP.
Ooh,
Like Von Miller was against Mike Remmers, Shaq Barrett's going to do the same thing.
And it's going to be great, like bittersweet, right? It's awesome, but then it's just more salt in the wound for Broncos fans watching Shaq Barrett. They love it, but it hurts a little bit every time.
Yeah. So if anything, my best, Broncos fans, my best recommendation for you would be root for Shaq Barrett and Levante David, Devin White. Those guys are fun to watch.
Yeah, you're right. Those linebackers are something else for Tampa Bay, and I love how aggressive they get too, and it's certainly entertaining. Cody, I've been battling this back and forth, this whole Deshaun Watson thing. There's no doubt Deshaun Watson's a game changer, but everything we're hearing is three first rounders, and that's to get the conversation started. It just seems too steep. Where are you at on this whole thing, a quarterback?
I think it'd be Robin Paul to pay Peter. You know, Deshaun Watson is a phenomenal quarterback, but here's the deal. I don't think you make that type of trade, especially when you're a young football team, as is right now the youngest offense in the National Football League. Well, you add a talent like Deshaun Watson, you add his contract to the mix there, you know what you're going to run into? Well, when those skill players' rookie contracts are up, you're going to have to pay them. And how are you going to pay all of them, keep them there? How are you going to be able to play, pay on the defensive side of the ball? And, you know, everyone's so caught up on quarterback right here. You know, but Brady, I think the reality of the situation is you have to have a, pretty strong team around you, not just the quarterback position. You have to have a strong defense. You have to have strong contributions from the run game, from the offensive line. You have to have all of that. You know, that there's no formula that having an elite quarterback is going to magically solve all the team's problems. Look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the types of numbers that he played and put up with and how he played in that game against the Buccaneers in the NFC Championship game, well, guess what? The supporting cast around him defensively, they couldn't do anything. So it was, that's kind of how I wish fans would look at things a little bit. But, it's just always one of those interesting dilemmas.
Yeah, and I mean, I look at Matt Stafford, too, and I'm seeing the price can be a first-round pick starting there. And again, Stafford, you're another guy. He has the numbers. He's sensational. But has he elevated Detroit? And I know we can get this whole argument of Detroit. They have a lot of issues as well. But I love the idea of getting a franchise quarterback. I really do. But at that cost, it just seems way too steep. And, Cody, I'm wanting to see this defense. I want to see a commitment back to the defense. Last year, I know they kind of went with the wide receivers in those first two round picks. But I look at it and say, man, if you can get your defense back to an elite status, and I know that's easier said than done, but maybe there's not as much pressure on Drew Lock in this offense. As you said, a young offense to have to succeed if you can build this defense back up.
Yeah, and I talked about that on today's podcast. And one of the things I threw out there was when you look at the Broncos' 11 losses last season, Brady, they lost six of those games by one possession or less. Mm. That's how close it really was. Now, one of those games against the Falcons, they came back from a deficit, but they had a chance. I just think that a lot of people just look at the end result, and, you have to factor it in there. But there were so many times, Brady, you and I talked every single week where we talked about, man, Denver just missed out. There were so many missed opportunities by the offense or, missed opportunity by the defense that could have won them a game. And when you factor in that there were six games of being down, losing by one possession, that really kind of signifies that whole mentality. So you know, it's the woulda, coulda, shoulda game. But Denver, I think, is not as far off as most people think they are.
So, Cody, you're the GM. What do? You sit tight. You don't mess with these quarterbacks. Maybe you get a veteran that's, you know, going to come in and help Drew Lock or something like that. But is that where you are as far as the quarterbacks go?
Well, you know, I think for George Payton, that's the first decision he has to make. I mean, obviously, outside of paying Justin Simmons what, you know, he deserves in terms of his contract. But the thing that I'm looking at here, Brady, is if I'm the general manager, let's say that free agency comes, and let's say that if me as the GM, I didn't add a quarterback, a veteran quarterback, to push Drew Lock, but let's say I'm looking at a potential quarterback prospect. Let's say that Zach Wilson is on the board, a quarterback out of BYU. I'm drafting him, and I'm bringing him in, and there's going to be competition between him and Drew Lock, because you can make the argument competition is either going to make Drew Lock rise and elevate, or you're already convinced that maybe Zach Wilson can be the guy. And, you know, coming out of college, I think Zach Wilson's probably more NFL-ready than Drew Lock was. So, you know, I think that there's all these different sides you can look at. I would go with that route. Or, you know what, I wouldn't be opposed to the Broncos just sticking with Drew Lock in 2021. And then after this season, making the claim, okay, he is or he isn't the guy, and then being able to game plan from there. Because I think right now you have a young offense altogether. How much of it do you really want to scrap? If you want to trade for a guy like Watson or Stafford, you're going to have to give up so much, and I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't. And I'm at that point where I'm either going quarterback to put pressure, to put that competition up, or I'm going corner. I look at that and say, man, I know Michael Ojemudia. I mean, you covered a lot of film study on him, and I'm excited about him. But, you know, I'm looking at it now. Wouldn't you say teams, especially Vic Fangio-type defensive-minded guys, they want to have three or four corners that are really, really good, not two guys that are good, and then, you know, the rest is just kind of some guys that are some subs, just regular guys. I would imagine the Broncos try to fill it up there. What do you think about the corner position there at nine?
Yeah, I mean, I think cornerback is probably outside of, you know, re-signing Justin Simmons. I think it's the biggest move that Denver has to make. And the reason I say that, when A.J. Bouye, Bryce Callahan, and Michael Ojemudia were all playing and all starting, the Broncos secondary was really good at the cornerback position. I wasn't really concerned about it. When A.J. Bouye went out and you had Bryce Callahan and Michael Ojemudia and Devontae Bosby, you know, they still played pretty decent. Then when Bryce Callahan goes out and A.J. Bouye gets suspended, now you have Michael Ojemudia. You have, you know, some younger guys in there as well, rotating between Elijah Holder and Duke Dawson. You lose those guys to, you know, injury. I mean, you lose a Sang Bassey to an ACL injury. Denver, I think, has got some really good talent in that secondary. I don't think that A.J. Bouye or Devontae Bosby will be back in 2021, so I imagine cornerback is going to be something Denver's really looking at this offseason.
We're talking to Cody Rourke with Pro Football Network. And, you know, again, just harping on the defensive side. We're getting texts coming in like crazy talking about the quarterback and how, you know, you basically get a Manning if you do this thing. I just have a hard time with it. Again, Manning, You signed him as a free agent. You didn't have to give up three first-rounders and maybe a Jerry Jeudy or Noah Fant. Those are two totally different things to me.
Yeah. No, and here's the deal, too. I mean, George Payton even said in his press conference that they want to be a team that's smart and they want to draft and develop players. Well, guess what? If you give up three first-rounders, which, you know, three first-rounders, as you said, that's going to be what, you know, generates a little bit of conversation, but it's going to be more than likely three first-rounders, two second-round picks, and a third and a fourth, and then a potential, you know, a couple of players there. That is a lot that you are giving up just to get one guy, and who knows? I mean, who could it be a good scheme fit? I mean, Denver has the offensive weapons for a guy like Deshaun Watson to thrive, but guess what? When those guys' contracts are up, you can't pay them and also pay Deshaun Watson. Or you're going to have a very terrible defense, and everyone's going to be complaining about the defense. I mean, football is so intricate, and also that's what makes the salary cap even more impactful, Brady, is because you can have, you know, all these star players on offense, and I think that here in 2 years we're going to see it with Kansas City. You can have all this money dedicated to offense, but when you can't pay some of the key defensive players, that's where things start to go a little bit downhill for you. And I think that's where we're going to see. I think the Broncos' window for competing to win the AFC West can open up in 2023, potentially even 2022, but you have to have balance. And I think so many people are so enamored with, you know, put up as many points as you can, but you know, you could put up 36 points, but if you're giving up 38 or 39, it's not going to be very fun.
How likely is it that the Broncos are able to work out a deal with Justin Simmons?
I think it's very, very likely. In terms of what I know right now is that there is some traction with that. And in terms of George Payton as well, George Payton went around on a little media tour on radio stations and was talking about, he was asked about Justin Simmons. And he says, look, I've been able to watch him from afar. I admire him, and we want to keep our best young players, and we're going to find a way to keep him. And so that's where Denver's efforts are going to be. Now, an interesting angle here is I wonder if the Broncos are going to make any changes inside of that front office staff when it comes to the contract negotiator, the salary cap negotiator, Richard Tato, who used to be Justin Simmons' agent at CAA before he took the job in Denver. Now, Justin Simmons is now represented by Todd France of CAA. So for me, you know, Justin Simmons' former agent lowballed him on the offer initially, and that's, you know, that's not something that Justin forgets about, and you know, you certainly don't blame him. You had a guy who was representing you, and then all of a sudden he changes up once he puts the suit on, right? So this is one of those interesting scenarios, but I do imagine that George Payton, if he says, look, we're going to lock Justin Simmons up, it's going to happen.
So assuming that that happens, which I think Broncos country really getting happy with what you just said, assuming that happens, you're so good at the safety position there with Simmons and Kareem Jackson. We talked about the cornerback side. How far away would you say the Broncos defense at this stage, getting Simmons locked up, how far away are they from not getting back to Super Bowl 50? That was an elite team, maybe a historical team, but to getting back to a top five overall defense, how far away are we there?
I think they could do it this upcoming year. And look, it depends on what they do with Von Miller and Kareem Jackson. I imagine the Broncos are going to ask Kareem Jackson to restructure his contract a little bit, which I could see that happening. Von Miller, I imagine they're going to work on that, obviously depending on the whole investigation. I mean, they know a lot more about that right now than we do. But if those guys are back, Mike Purcell coming back healthy, and if Shelby Harris somehow stays in Denver, I think the Broncos have the defensive talent and the leverage. And if they can add some young, exciting talent in the NFL draft, I think that they can absolutely be a top-five defense. And look, last year in the passing secondary, because of injuries, I mean, they lost A.J. Bouye week one with a separated shoulder. They missed him in those first couple of weeks there, and then they missed him, you know, when he was not there, obviously due to the concussion and obviously with the suspension. Bryce Callahan's going to be back. Purcell, they have all the talent, I think, to be very special defensively. They were a top defense before all that happened, especially against the run when Purcell was healthy and Shelby Harris was there and Bradley Chubb and them were still there. You had those guys that were playing at a pretty high level. So I think Denver's not too far off.
Cody, just a couple of minutes left. How about the Von Miller side? We haven't even got to that yet. I know there's some investigations going on. His age is a question. His contract is a question. What does it look like for number 58 in the Broncos?
Well, you know, right now I don't have any information as to what's going on with the investigation, but I can tell you this. Prior to that, the Broncos, they did want Von Miller back, and there's still a chance that it does happen. I think everything is really pending on what happens now with this investigation with Parker Police Department. To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what will come of it. I wouldn't be surprised if nothing happens or nothing comes out of it at all. But I could expect that we could see Von Miller back for the next couple of seasons. I imagine they're going to try to front load some of that money, spread it out over a 3-year deal, and then after that, you know, there's a chance he could potentially retire as a Denver Bronco.
Wow, that would be interesting for sure. I'm a Von Miller guy. If all this can get worked out, I hope the best. Of course, would love to see that if it makes sense. Cody, always appreciate you, man. What are you working on for us? I know we can always check out your podcast about the NFL, about the Broncos. What do you have coming up for us that we can check out?
Yeah, once we're coming up here after the Super Bowl, we're going to begin our off-season review. We're going to take a look at position groups. We're going to take a look at players. We're going to do film reviews on the YouTube channel, Cody Work at NFL, at specific players at positions. We're going to forecast and project where Denver needs to upgrade, as well as Locked On Broncos every single day in your favorite podcast provider. You guys can catch me every single day, hear my voice. I know you guys love listening to us sometimes, but not more than I love interacting with all of you in Broncos country.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. Always love your insight and unpacking it for us, making it simple. Cody, appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. I appreciate you, my friend.
All right, Cody Rourke, Broncos Insider, Locked On NFL Podcast. And some of you don't like the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, but great quarterbacks. I get it. You have to have a quarterback to compete with Patrick Mahomes, but it's not going to be Deshaun Watson. It's not. First off, you guys are wasting your breath. It's even if you want to go for 3 first rounds, I'm arguing that it's too steep, but you don't have the city that he wants. You don't have the organization that he wants. Pillify Dan's mad that I'm comparing the Broncos to the Lions. You are what you are every season. You're not who you are 10 years ago. The Broncos are not who they are when they won Super Bowl 50. You can be a respect organization, okay, great, but what you're doing every single day, what you're doing every single year is who you are, and the Broncos are a train wreck. Is their history a train wreck like Detroit's? No, but the last 5 years they are. Does Deshaun Watson want to come to that? There's no owner for the Broncos, folks. That is a big deal if I'm looking at where I'm going to go. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Guys, we don't even have to have this argument. Deshaun does not want to come to Denver. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.